faith is not faith.
The first few years I went to school when I was a little boy, the nuns lived in the convent, and they had a school, boarding school there for girls. And then after about three years they moved to San Antonio.
The sisters quit having that boarding school. Did any of the girls from Castleville go to that boarding school?
I think there's one or two maybe. Mm-hmm. And I think
but you never had it. Did you ever have any contact with?
No.
Was there a fence between that school and the convent?
No, there's a fence between us and the girls were on the convent side.
Oh, you wouldn't play with the girls at recess?
No, we couldn't play. They had a 8-foot solid board fence. You couldn't even see them.
Well, okay, what about when you walked home in the evening? Did you?
You had to walk on one side of the street and the girls on the other.
And the girls on the other.
And the sisters.
Would watch you?
Watch from the corner. She could watch the old street. And she watched.
Well, did you ever remember getting into trouble because of any of these rules?
Oh, yeah, I got whipped in school every other day, sometimes every day.
A whipping?
Hit you with one of them yardsticks and it'd break the first time it hit you. The only the sister Marcella would use pomegranate switches and they'd put red marks on the calf of your legs. But you had on short pants.
Well, did you really do something to deserve it, or do you think she was using you for an example?
Oh, yeah, we'd do them.
You were mean?
No, not only me got whipped, because they were honored.
But I bet they didn't whip the girls, did they?
No. The girls, they were always too good. We didn't know the girls. They were on one side of the school, we were on the other, in the back pew.
In the schoolroom, too?
We were sitting amongst girls.
In other words, it sounds like they expected the boys to be naughty and the girls to be little angels, huh?
Yeah, the girls, they were always.
Since the church had such a big influence on people's lives in those days, what were some of the things you remember about church holy days? What were the,
we always had every holy day, people came to church. There was no early mass or nothing like that. They didn't put any stuff on. People just took off. And,
what do you mean people took off?
From their work.
Oh.
They went to church.
Went to church. Oh, and if it's holy days or special
days
during
of obligation,
the year.
Yeah, you went to church. Uh-huh. And there was no school on holy days of obligation. But you were same thing as in school. You were in church for high mass, and at 2 o'clock you went back for the vespers. There was always afternoon services.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
On Corpus Christi, they would have the altars around the square in front of the church, and the priest would carry the monstrance, what do you call it?
The monstrance?
Monstrance with the Holy Eucharist in it, and everybody would follow, and it'd stop at these different altars, and he'd give them the benediction.
Mm-hmm.
Usually two altars.
Two altars?
Two altars around the plaza.
Okay, did your family ever make an altar?
No, they put up a church people. It was not a family altar.
Well, yes, in the old days it was. The Youngmans put one up and the Fitzsimons put one up.
Well, probably that's it.
Well, in your day it wasn't?
Yeah, they had one at the Youngmans store there and one at the old drug store.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know the family put them up. But I knew I was an older boy and carried the
incense
holder. And you'd have bring that in so to the Holy Eucharist and then walk a few steps and turn around then.
Oh, okay. And the little girls were strewing the flowers.
Flowers.
We've had a lot of people to describe that. Did they carry the monstrance, and did the priest walk
under
something?
The what they call the himmel.
The himmel?
Yeah. It was,
what's that in English?
In English it's heaven, but it was just a
canopy,
yeah. But in the Alsatian, we called it the Himmel.
Okay, the Corpus Christi was always celebrated, though. That was a feast that, as long as you can remember, I think that's an old European Catholic feast.
May Day, 1st of May, you had your procession around the square. little girls all dressed in white, with the pastor's flower at it. And the same way the priest would walk around with the thing and make the Holy Eucharist.
With the Holy Eucharist, mm-hmm. Maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was strictly for the Blessed Virgin. I didn't know they carried the monstrance on those days. But that wasn't in
the petals.
Okay. May procession, was that during a mass or was
No, that is just the
in the
May
evening.
May procession in the evening, yeah.
And okay, what about it was a May day is a special day for the Blessed Mary. Okay.
The
honor of the Blessed Mary. So what it was a service with the rosary or what?
Rosary, yeah.
Okay.
And you'd say the litany to the Blessed Virgin.
And did they do anything?
And they'd have the benediction after that, and that was good.
Did they do anything to the statue of the Blessed Virgin?
I don't remember.
They didn't crown?
But the little girls were all dressed in white.
Yeah. Well, I know some women have said that they dressed up, curled their hair, had white dresses, and they looked forward to that. It was a kind of a special day.
Yeah, because you didn't have nothing. Well, those days, anything was special because we didn't have no television or nothing to watch and stuff like that. Kids had to make their own entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd play in the evenings. The neighbors' kids would get together and play till about 9 o'clock or so till they heard the whistle and you'd go home.
What whistle?
From home.
Oh,
time
Daddy would whistle.
Home.
Huh?
Yeah, time to come home.
Okay. What about, you said the only thing you got together would be dancing and music because that was all you had. Well, did you all ever get together and put on plays? Was that a big thing?
We had play in school every year.
Okay, not outside of school, though, huh?
No. Oh.
Dramas,
The older people did. My
the
mother.
Older people did?
Yeah, my mother was in several of them.
After she was married?
Oh, yeah. After they put on plays. Yeah, and goodness, too. They had good plays.
Well, would they just get together and decide to do it, or would somebody instigate that?
No, it was just... We'd get together with, what's her name, the Schmidt girls. They were good actors and singers, and they'd every once in a while, they'd get together and they'd play, and they'd practice for 6 weeks before they put it on.
Uh-huh. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
And your mother would be in?
Yeah, she had the lead role in the play. She was a good actress.
Huh.
She and Alfred Schmidt usually had the lead role.
Oh. And this was all married people, more or less?
Yeah, well the Schmidts,
whoever liked
the Schmidts were old mates then.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, was your mother also in the choir?
She was in the choir but when I was little, but later on she had too much work and she gave up the choir.
Uh-huh. Okay, somebody mentioned that there used to be a men's choir here that sang German, and they sang at Hermanson meetings and also in church. Do you remember that?
Don't remember that. That's before my time.
Okay, so when you were growing up, the church choir consisted of what?
Men and women, yeah. And they had good choirs.
Okay, another old custom that was brought from the old country was Rogation Day. Do you remember those?
Yeah, going up to the Cross Hill and praying for rain.
And you went up to the cross, okay. And it was called the blessing of the crops. Is that what that Rogation Day is, or is that not the same thing?
That main thing was to pray for rain.
Oh.
That's what I remember by going up there to pray for rain.
When you had a funeral in the early days, to the cemetery, which is right next to Cross Hill, do you remember still walking?
Oh, we always walked.
Uh-huh. And they used the hearse
that drawn by two horses, and everybody walked behind.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have a death in your family that you remember the body being at the home?
The only one I remember is my grandpa Shearhart. He was at the home, yeah.
At your home?
No, at his house.
At his house. Okay, do you remember the wake? What did they do at a wake?
Well, they just sit out on the porch and talk. They'd have a little light in the room where the body was, but nobody sat in there. They just sit, get together, and told all night long. Some would come later, some would come earlier. But and you'd have a little something to eat on the stove, obviously. Get you snacking or something.
Okay, let's see.
But the Mexicans did that. When they had a wake, you could hear them. They'd be singing and always get loaded up when they had a wake.
It was a celebration.
Sing. Oh, yeah. They'd sing and they'd get always stewed up at a wake. You could hear them from my block.
Well, was there any drinking didn't go on at the
occasion? No. Oh, they'd have a little wine there or something. You could drink it, but nobody would get soused up.
Uh-huh. What is the main drink that your family or with that dances that always was in Castle? What's the main drink?
Beer.
Beer, always.
Beer, yeah. And at home, I don't know if everybody, but we always had wine at home.
Did you make it yourself?
My dad made 50 gallons every year.
Of wine?
Of wine, yeah.
What kind of wine?
Mustang, grapes.
The wild ones?
Yeah.
Did you help him make that?
Well, I was there when he made it, but I need to help. Too little to help.
Okay. We've been talking about when you grew up. Now, after you had your education at the business school, you came back to Castroville and worked?
I worked at Joe Curran Company.
What type of work did you do?
Well, I was store clerk and assistant bookkeeper.
Uh-huh. And do you remember your wedding? When did you marry?
1929. But that I was in business then for myself already.
What kind of business?
I had a grocery store.
So you've been a grocer. You were a grocer for pretty many years. Or?
From 27 till 46. I worked for Joe Curran Company only 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And then you opened your own business?
Before I worked for Curran, I worked at Honda too as a bookkeeper for Line and Motors Company.
And you traveled there every day?
No, I lived with my Uncle Joe Heater in Honda. But I only worked there 6 months and then I came home because I couldn't, after paying room and board, you couldn't make no money working out there. I paid $18 a month for room and board. And I was only making about $60 a month, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you came back home, were you already going with Mother?
No, I wasn't going with her then. I only started going with her when I came back here.
Okay, how did you meet Mother, since she lived in the cult?
We knew each other a long time. We'd meet at the dances. We danced together all the time.
Oh.
We were the girls from the cult and the girls from Castroville. That's about as far as we commuted.
Uh-huh.
Were
you a good dancer in the old days?
We were not one of the best, but I could dance pretty good. Uh-huh. Mother was a good dancer.
At the dances, it was always traditional that they danced the Put Your Little Foot, the Schottische.
No, not in our time. That was before our time. That came back then. After we were married, they started that again, the old time. But when we were dancing, it was mostly one steps, foxtrots, and things like that.
Oh, but the Schottische and the Put Your Little Foot are old dances.
They're old dances, and later on we started dancing them, and we liked them better. But we danced foxtrots and Charleston and
those were the modern American dances.
Yeah, that's what we danced.
Okay, did the old people remember at the surprise parties? What did they do? Those kind of
the old people danced them, and they had special dances in our days for the old. The old people.
And what were those?
And they danced this Schottische and One Steps in Chicago, Glide and all those dances. And waltzers, lots of waltzers. And then we started going to them too. Because them dances were a lot, I thought, nicer than the ones we were dancing.
Oh, so they had a dance for older people?
Yeah, old timer dance, yeah.
Okay. And then was the music different at the old timer?
Oh, yeah, they had the fiddle and piano and flute. And our dances, we had modern music, Jimmy Klein, about the same music as Herman in San Antonio now.
At the,
Low Roaring Twenties, yeah. Roaring Twenties. About that kind of music, yeah.
Big band era, they call it.
Big band era, yeah.
So you knew Mother from growing up. I mean, y'all knew each other.
Well, yes, we knew each other.
Well, when did you decide that start courting her? How did you get attracted to her?
I didn't know. Shoot.
When did you get married?
We just started going together when we made a date, and we just kept on dating, I guess. Uh-huh.
Well, then you married in April of 1929. Where did you get married?
La Crosse.
Oh, you got married in La Crosse. Okay. In the morning?
In the morning, yeah.
And what day of the week?
I guess a Tuesday. Pretty sure it was a Tuesday, yeah.
Everybody married
on
a
Tuesday.
And what kind of a party then did you have?
We had just our godfathers and godmothers, and we had a breakfast at Mother's house, and after breakfast we went to San Antonio and took our pictures. Pictures taken at the
studio,
and after that we went. The party went home, and we stayed in San Antonio.
Oh, the bridal party went along with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and so then you stayed in San Antonio. That was, where did you go on your honeymoon?
Dallas.
Oh.
In a Model T with 14 boots in the tires.
14 boots. What are 14 boots? What do you mean?
Well, that's when you had a hole in the tire, you put a boot in it.
Oh. Did you have a lot of flats going?
Never had a flat either way. I put two new tires in the back in case one of them blows out, but never had a flat.
Oh. Mother's family was also Alsatian, right? Even though they lived in the car.
Yeah, well, her mother was Alsatian. But the Drokerts, I don't know where, we don't know where they came from. On the daddy's side.
So Mother's, when she moved up here, the customs she knew were the same, huh?
The same exactly, yeah. Because they were all, her mother and daddy were raised in Castro.
Uh-huh. Okay, we're going to change the subject a little. Okay, you've been to Alsace for visits in the last 6 years. You've been three times. What have you noticed about the Alsatian people, and you visited a lot of little towns in Alsace, that is similar, or how is Castroville similar to Alsatian ways now?
Well, in Alsace, they live just exactly like we did when I was a boy, and out in the country. Now, the cities is different. But in the country, everybody still has their milk cow or two, they have their garden. And they stay at home, and the only thing they do is go to their work, and they come home in the evenings, they work in their gardens, and they work on their house. Everybody keeps a good home, and take a pride in their home, and they don't have the entertainment that we have in this country, but their customs and the way we lived when I was younger is exactly the same over there. They raise most of their own fruit, that they have fruit trees, and they have the gardens. And the thing they have over there that we didn't have is most people in the country have a hutch of rabbits, and they raise their own rabbits to eat.
For eating.
And they eat lots of rabbits over there.
Well, did you all eat rabbits here in the old days?
Oh, yeah, we killed rabbits. My daddy would go shoot rabbits.
But you didn't raise them?
No, we didn't raise them, but over there they raised them.
Okay, then do you think that their way of life of the Alsatian is the reason that the people stayed here? Because this was a frontier town, and it was real hard for the people that founded the town, because they had droughts, and in order to survive, they had to be self-sustaining. Do you think this is an Alsatian trait that made them stay here, the thriftiness and the...
Well, here they had... What made them stay here.
And they knew how to raise their own food.
There's no way that they could get back home. And that's the reason they had to stay here. those that later on, when they couldn't make a living here, they would migrate to San Antonio.
Well, that's what I was
to work in San Antonio. But if you had a little acreage, you could always survive here. You could raise enough in your gardens and in your and with your hogs and your milk cow. It didn't take much money to survive.
So each family was self-sustaining.
Each family was very self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm. They just raised their own food.
Because you had milk, butter, cheese, eggs.
So meat, actually,
what else did you need?
The Alsatian in the small towns in France today, they live a simple life.
A simple life.
The people here also lived a simple life.
Real simple, yeah. Of course, now they have television over there.
Well,
too,
we're...
But it's a... They don't... it's not like we have television here. And they don't watch it as much as we do.
Uh-huh.
But they have a... When they have a show over there on television, there's no interruption. That show goes to the end.
Well, are the family ties, the family relationships in Alsace, are they strong over there?
Oh, yeah, very strong. They're together today like we were when my grandma and grandpa, we'd go over there every other evening to visit them. Now, you know, Alsace, I noticed the people, the family that live close together, they go visit every day.
They see each other, their family. Okay, and does the church still have an influence on the family?
The church over there, it still has the same, they still do the same thing as we did when I was young here. The men on one side and the ladies on the other. And that custom still exists over there. They brought that from over there, over here. And when I was a boy, way back there, the ladies would sit on one side and the men on the other.
Even the married couples, the men would go to one side and the woman to the other.
Now, I don't remember that too well. I don't know if they did that or not. But today, in Alsace, yet the men sit on one side and the women on the other.
And their wife goes to the other side?
Yeah.
And then the children?
The boys on one side and the girls
on the other.
Up in front.
Well, I remember that still from when I was little, that the boys sat on one side, the girls on the other. And, well, you know, they always used to say, like when we have a party or something, the women would get together in one side of the room or talk, and the men in another room. And they all say, that's Castorville style.
Yeah, but that's Alsatian custom.
That's Alsatian custom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they...
You've lived here all your life except for the years that you went away and were racing horses throughout the United States. You decided to write this dictionary. What was the reason you decided to write the dictionary?
Well, I was hoping that maybe we can keep the Alsatian language going here. And being so many people from here are going over to Alsace now, I thought maybe the dictionary would help them in their travel.
Uh-huh.
Those that couldn't speak it, they could anyway use the dictionary to get them by.
Okay. But you spoke Alsatian all your life. Did you all write the Alsatian when you were young, too?
No, we never wrote it.
My Why?
Mother, well, there's no occasion to write it.
Well, is Alsatian a written language?
No, because you cannot teach it, because there are at least five dialects in Alsace, so every area has a little different dialect, so how are you going to teach? How are you going to settle on one?
Oh, I see. But basically, it's a dialect of the German language.
German language, uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Like in Switzerland. We speak more the Swiss German. Around Milhuis and around Colmar, they speak more the German dialect from the Black Forest.
Uh-huh.
And further up, maybe more Hollandish.
Uh-huh.
But there's so many from... It can vary from one town to the other. It can vary, and it's only be 5 miles apart, and the dialect can vary.
Okay. Now, the Alsatian over here is dying out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fifth generation.
Yeah.
And my age group, there are a few people that still speak it, but none of us are speaking it with our children. So this dialect is probably going to die out. In Alsace, is the Alsatian dialect still strong?
Still strong, never die out, because they caught it in time, and they're trying to teach all the little ones to speak Alsatian now. They let them go to school, they start French, but at home they're speaking
Alsatian,
and they're starting to teach it in the University of Strasbourg now. But in the Sundgau, that's the southern part of Alsace, all the little ones start Alsatian.
What do you mean, all the little ones?
The little children in that part of the Alsace, they speak Alsatian when they're little.
At home.
Now in the cities, that's where they speak French.
Yeah. Okay. Well,